Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Today, I just want to go over some of the great advancements or features that were introduced into iWeb 09. Now, one of the biggest complaints with iWeb, at least with iWeb 08, was as far as transferring or updating your iWeb site through SFTP or FTP primarily, where you had to save to a folder and then update to FTP to your personal site. Another problem with iWeb is whenever you updated pages and you went to update those on your iWeb site, it would actually update every page. Now, sometimes you might have created sites that you did not want to be updated. So either you would update it, then go ahead and delete them, or whatever it is that you would do as your normal routine. So we're going to tackle a few of those obstacles today. First off, as you can see on iWeb here, I have a page that needs to be updated, which is right here. And then on a site that I created as iWeb Test, these pages are actually already updated. So let's switch over to Safari. And as you can see, I have two pages. And just to make sure, only those two pages are being shown. Now, these are the default pages. Nothing has been changed on them, because as I said, this is only for testing purposes. So we have those set. Now, with the iWeb 09, there's a few things we can do. We can either publish to our iWeb site, which most people do if they got the additional add-on to be able to use the iWeb and the mail and all the good stuff that comes with that particular package. Now I'll go to one of my sites here I have created, and as you can see, it's set up to publish to MobileMe, the name of the site, and whatever other information I may have suggested for it. Now I can also change this so that I can publish to a local folder. And as you can see, the icon changes from the iWeb icon to a folder icon. Now, I can still give the contact name, and I can specify the location and URL for any of the RSS or podcast feeds that I'm creating for this particular site. That way, when I save this, it'll actually publish to my local folder of my choice. But let's go ahead and undo that. Now, the one we're going to be focusing on will be the sites that you create through FTP or SFTP, which is what I like to use, because I use SFTP all the time to connect to my host so I can update my iWeb pages. But I only update the pages that need to be updated rather than the entire site, which is what normally had to be done unless you knew exactly what pages were updated and which ones were not. And that could be quite time consuming if you've made a quite good amount of edits. So we'll go to the iWeb site here, and we'll select our server, our site name, our contact email, if any, and then our server address, our username, password, the path to our directory, and then our protocol. Now, most people are going to be using FTP, so you'll be on port 21. I use SFTP, so I'm on port 22. Be sure to test your connection when you initially first do this to make sure that you are able to connect. Again, give it the site URL so that way whenever you're creating any podcast links, it knows what link to actually give it. Keep in mind that when you do update your sites, it does use the name of the folder that you create for it, because there's always going to be a subfolder. So make sure to give that name for that particular folder. If you use Facebook, of course you can do your update through your Facebook. I, however, don't use Facebook at this current time, so I don't have a need to do this. So what we're going to do is we're going to add a new page. And I'll just add a blank page. And as we can see, this page would need to be updated. Now, what I'm going to use, I'm going to use the RSS widget. And we'll go ahead and drop that on in. We'll specify the URL. Now, one of the things that I do like about the widgets, and I have not been able to use all of them yet at this time, but I have been using some of them, is with the RSS widget, you can actually specify how many articles to show, the length, the height, and you're going to do all those adjustments as you normally would. Let me just shorten this up a bit here. And that way we're able to add in how many entries we'd like to show, length, and so on and so on. So now that we have this on here, we need to go ahead and update this. Now keep in mind that the one that says IREP test has the globe, meaning that it's going to a server. The ones with the Mobile Me icon are actually going to be updated on your Mobile Me account. And if it had a folder icon, as I showed you before, being saved to a local folder, then that would in turn be updated. So those were some of the improvements that were made in iWeb 09, along with when we go to update this now, and I select Publish Site Changes, it'll then go through and update those changes for me. And what I want you to notice is on one of my other sites that I have created, there is a page called Archive that is not updated. And as you see with iWeb Test, that one is actually going through, seeing what needs to be updated, and then updating it at that time. So that is definitely a plus, where it only updates the particular site that I want to update, rather than updating all my pages. And why do I bring this up? Maybe you design paid websites for other people and you use iWeb, but now when you update it and you're using a Mobile Me account, .Mac, as I like to continue to call it, now you have all these sites for sites that you don't want, but that you've created. So this definitely helps out in that situation. Let's go back over to Safari here. And we can go ahead and reload this page. Now we should have three pages. The welcome, the about me, and the blank. Now we did use the RSS widget, which is a RSS feed from one of my sites. And we'll see how that turned out to look. When you first go to the page, it'll download the information. And now here you have the RSS widget. We can go through, depending on how much length for the article you enabled, that's how much we can use. If you click on the links, it'll actually take you to that particular article of that site. So we'll go ahead and do that just for testing. And as you can see, now it's loaded that particular web page for the article link. So that was one of the ways that you could do this. Now I'm going to log into my server here. And something I want to show you, which is how I use for the .Mac and Mobile Me account. So let me just log in right quick and I'll be with you in just a moment. Okay, now that we're back, I've already logged into my server with my host company, and here we can see the folder that I created of the iWeb site, which is the name that I gave it, iWeb Test. And as I said, it does put it into a subfolder, so you need to keep that in mind, along with the index.html page that it creates. The reason I'm showing you this is because I like to keep a lot of video files that are separate from my iWeb site, either on my Mobile Me account or on my host itself. Where for testing purposes, I have an image here, and I also have another subfolder called Keep. And when we update our iWeb site, you know, we don't want it to delete what it should not be updated. So this is definitely a great feature. So while it kept my picture, it kept my subfolder, and I also have the same picture in that subfolder. None of that information was deleted. However, the iWeb folder for the site, that in turn was updated. So that's definitely a great feature to use, a big time saver. So if you're a user of iWeb, whether it be iWeb 08, definitely try to make the transition over to iWeb 09. Even if you're only using one of the applications, a lot of the advancements that have been made are definitely feature-packed requests from a lot of iLife users in the Apple community. So, this was Willie V, aka Boolboy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.